True Education, Chapter 28, Relation of Dress to Education. No education can be complete that does not teach right principles in regard to dress. Without such teaching, the work of education is too often retarded and perverted. Love of dress and devotion to fashion are among the teacher's most formidable rivals and most effective hindrances. Fashion rules with an iron hand. In many homes, the strength, time, and attention of parents and children are absorbed in meeting its demands. With many, it matters not how becoming or even beautiful a garment may be. If the fashion changes, it must be remade or discarded. The members of the household are doomed to ceaseless effort. There is no time for training the children, no time for prayer or Bible study, no time for helping the little ones become acquainted with God through His works. There is no time and no money for charity, and often the home table is stinted. The food is poorly selected and hastily prepared, and the demands of nature are but partially supplied. The result is wrong habits of diet, which create disease or lead to intemperance. The love of display produces extravagance, and in many young people kills the aspiration for a nobler life. Instead of pursuing an education, they early engage in some occupation to earn money for indulging the passion for clothes. And through this passion, many young girls are beguiled to ruin. In many a home, the family resources are overtaxed. The father, unable to supply the demands of the mother and the children, is tempted to dishonesty, and dishonor and ruin are the result. Even the day of worship is not exempt from fashion's domination. The church is made a parade ground, and the fashions are studied more than the sermon. The poor, unable to meet the demands of custom, stay away from church altogether. At school, the girls, by unsuitable and uncomfortable clothing, are unfitted either for study or for recreation. Their minds are preoccupied, and the teacher has a difficult task to awaken their interest. For breaking the spell of fashion, the teacher can often find no means more effective than contact with nature. Teach students to enjoy the delights found by river or lake or sea. Let them climb hills, watch the sunset glory, explore the treasures of wood and field, and learn the pleasure of cultivating plants and flowers. As they do this, the importance of following the latest styles will sink into insignificance. Lead the young people to see that in dress, as in diet, plain living is indispensable to high thinking. Help them see the treasures in the Word of God, in the Book of Nature, and in the records of noble lives. Turn their minds toward the suffering that they might relieve. Help them see that by every dollar squandered in display, the spender is deprived of means for feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, and comforting the sorrowful. At the same time, the young should be taught to recognize the lesson of nature. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. In dress, as in all things else, it is our privilege to honor our Creator. He desires our clothing to be not only neat and healthful, but appropriate and becoming. Dress reveals character. The character of a man or woman is judged by their style of dress. A refined taste, a cultivated mind, will be revealed in the choice of simple and appropriate attire. Simplicity in dress, when united with modesty of demeanor, will go far toward surrounding a young woman with an atmosphere of sacred reserve. Let girls be taught that the art of dressing well includes the ability to make their own clothing. This is an ambition that every girl should cherish. It will be a means of usefulness and independence. It is right to love beauty and to desire it, but God wants us to love and to seek first the highest beauty, that which is imperishable. The choicest productions of human skill possess no beauty that can compare with that beauty of character, which in His sight is of great price. Teach young people and even little children to choose for themselves that royal robe woven in heaven's loom, the fine linen clean and white, Revelations chapter 19, verse 8, that all the holy ones of earth will wear. This robe, Christ's own spotless character, is freely offered to every human being, but all who receive it will receive and wear it here. Teach children that as they open their minds to pure, loving thoughts and do loving and helpful deeds, they are clothing themselves with Christ's beautiful garment of character. This will make them beautiful and beloved here, and will hereafter be their title of admission to the palace of the King. His promise is, "They shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy." Revelations chapter 3, verse 4.